This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Jamnagar yesterday evening on a three-day visit to Gujarat. Mr. Modi will take part in the several events over the next 2 days. A large number of people lined up along the roads as Mr. Modi's motorcade made its way from the Jamnagar airport to the circuit house. Today, Mr. Modi will visit Vantara, an animal rescue and rehabilitation center, followed by a visit to Sasangir National Park. The Prime Minister will also chair a meeting of the National Board for Wildlife as its ex officio chairman. Mr. Modi will offer prayers at Somnath Temple and then chair a meeting of the Sri Somnath Trust that manages the temple. The Prime Minister is the chairperson of the trust. In order to curb air pollution levels in the national capital, Delhi government has decided that vehicles which are more than 15 years old will not get fuel at petrol pumps after 31st of March. Delhi Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa announced several anti-pollution measures after holding a meeting with the officials on the issue of air pollution. Talking to the media after the meeting, Mr. Sirsa said that the government is installing gadgets at petrol pumps which will identify vehicles older than 15 years. The minister also announced that a team would be formed to identify such vehicles and bar their entry and exit into the city. He added that the Delhi government will make it mandatory that Delhi Airport, multi-story structures and other big offices must install anti-smog guns to control pollution at their places. India's gross goods and services tax, GST, collections jumped 9.1% in February to 1.84 lakh crore rupees in comparison to same month last year. February marks the 12th consecutive month of over 1.7 lakh crore rupees of collections. As per the data, mop-up from central GST stood at 35,204 crore rupees, state GST at 43,704 crore rupees, integrated GST at 90,870 crore rupees, and compensation cess of 13,868 crore rupees. The fasting month of Ramzan has begun across the country from today. The worshippers thronged mosques last night to offer special night prayers called Tarawih, which will continue throughout the month. Ramzan is the ninth month of Islamic calendar and Eid al-Fitr is celebrated at the culmination of this month. In Gulf countries, today is the second day of holy month of Ramzan. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer in London yesterday. During the meeting, the United Kingdom agreed to provide a $2.8 billion loan to Ukraine. President Zelensky said that the loan will enhance Ukraine's defense capabilities and will be repaid using revenues from frozen Russian assets. Mr. Zelensky added that the funds will be directed towards weapons production in Ukraine. The meeting comes a day after his high-profile showdown with US President Donald Trump. The meeting served as a platform for reaffirming the United Kingdom's commitment to Ukraine amidst ongoing conflict. During the discussion, Prime Minister Starmer emphasized the UK's unwavering support for Ukraine, stating that the country will stand by Ukraine for as long as it takes. He also highlighted the United Kingdom's determination to work towards achieving a lasting peace for Ukraine. In response, President Zelensky expressed his gratitude for the steadfast backing of the UK, saying he is happy to have such strong partners and friends. The first phase of Gaza ceasefire between Israel and Hamas ended yesterday with uncertainty surrounding the second phase. After rejecting Israel's proposal to extend the first phase ceasefire, Hamas said that no talks are taking place for the second phase. With this, Israel's delegation that went to Egypt for ceasefire talks returned from Cairo without any concrete development taking place. In tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri and his partner Alexei Popirin of Australia clinched the doubles title at the Dubai Tennis Championships. The unseeded Indian-Australian duo defeated the second-seeded pair of Finland and Great Britain's player in the men's doubles summit clash. And with that, we end this news bulletin.